In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of Invitation to Virtue. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the previous episode, we were going through various examples of ostentation. And inshallah, Zawajal, throughout the coming episodes, in particular this episode today, my dear viewers on Madani Channel, we will look at the cures of ostentation. Okay, if you think you have ostentation, then what are the cures for this? Inshallah, Zawajal, we will cover them as well. But before we go into the topic at hand, let's listen to a virtue, a benefit of reciting durood, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam said, recite salat upon me abundantly every Friday. Indeed, the salat from my ummah is gathered and presented to me every Friday. On the Day of Judgment, the closest to me will be that person who has recited the Salat upon me in this world abundant. So therefore, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to be the closest to the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam on the Day of Judgment, such a day which we have heard that the sun will be 1.25 miles away from us, where individuals will be drowning in their own sweat to a different degree upon their body part. On that day, the ground will be made of copper. On that day which everyone will be running away from one another. On that day, being closest to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is what we need. And how can we achieve that? Nabi Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that the closest to me will be that person on the Day of Judgment who recited salat upon me, i.e. in this world, abundantly. So therefore, my dear viewers on Madani Channel, if you want this closeness, then make this habit that inshallah azawajal from now on, we will try our best to, as much as possible, recite durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we find signs of ostentation in our hearts, we should not delay its treatment after we have repented from it. Because remember, the first thing before the treatment starts is for us to repent from that sin, is to repent from that particular act. So therefore, there are conditions of repentance as well. Generally, there are mentioned there are three conditions, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Number one, admitting to the sin that has been committed. Number two, feeling shame of that sin. And number three, making a firm intention to never do that sin again. So once we have repented that way, the three conditions of repentance, once we have repented in such a way, then we look for his treatment that, okay, I have ostentation. I have repented from it. And I've made a firm intention that it won't happen again. But how do I stay firm upon that intention? This is what we will learn in today's episode, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Number one, the first cure that has been mentioned is that get help from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by making dua. How? Nabi Akram alayhi salatu wasalam has stated, الدُّعَاءُ السِّلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ, that dua is a weapon of a believer. And what dua can we ask? An example is mentioned that make the following dua in the merciful court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, using this weapon in war against the shaitan, that O Lord of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama, cure me of this disease of ostentation. Fill my empty begging bowl with the immortal wealth of sincerity. I have to face the enemy who sees me. I cannot see him, but you are watching him. O Allah, Protect me from the deception of that enemy. O Allah, I seek refuge from being considered pious by people, whereas I am actually deserving of torment in your court. Mera har amal bas tere waaste ho, kar ikhlas aisa ata ya ilahi. Translation: O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless me with such sincerity that I perform each deed for your pleasure. So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, making dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and humbling yourself in His court, that I have an enemy which I cannot see, but Ya Allah, you can see him. So Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, protect me from such an enemy. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will assist you, will help you in this regard if you truly want to change yourself. The second thing that we can do to cure ostentation is never get heedless of the harms of ostentation. May you always remember that the side effects of ostentation, what side effects they can give, that one should never be heedless of the harms of ostentation. Because obviously we like something for as long as it is beneficial to us. But once we become aware of its harms, we avoid it. For example, if an Islamic brother who likes honey, because of his sweet taste, is informed that the honey he's going to drink has poison in it. So honey that we like is sweet, and many people use it for cures of a lot of illnesses. But once we tell a person, oh, you know this honey that you drink, it's got poison mixed in it, what will happen? He will never drink it. Why? Because of the fear of that poison, and not even thinking of enjoying its sweet taste, he will leave it. Similarly, my dear viewers on Madani Channel, when a person informing people of his good deeds is praised, his nafs certainly gets immense pleasure, even making him bear the hardship of worship easily. Because if he's aware and alert of the harms of ostentation that are certainly deadlier than even poison, he will find no interest in this pleasure, but rather he will find it easy to avoid ostentation. So on one side we have honey, my dear viewers of Madni Channel. If poison is mixed with honey and informed to the person that this honey that you normally eat is very tasty, etc., but it's got poison inside it, he will forget the taste. He won't even want to taste, he won't even want to go near it because he knows there's poison in it. Similarly, once a person, the one who likes being praised by people, once we have told him that there's ostentation inside this, and he knows the effects, the side effects of this, then he will try to stay away from this. But if he does not know the side effects, then he will just love the fame that this nafs wants, my dear viewers of Madni Channel. It says that poison causes harm to one's worldly life only, but ostentation can endanger one's afterlife also. Now ask yourself a question, my dear viewers of Madni Channel. Is it a big loss to be deprived of the reward of a good deed despite performing it with hardship? Imagine what the condition of a laborer would be who has worked tirelessly all day. All day long he has worked, but he has been denied his wage because of doing it improperly. Meaning he's worked full days, put 8 hour, nine hour shift. But the employee comes to him, he goes, you're not getting your wage. We're not paying you today. Why? Because you didn't do your job properly. By being deprived of the reward, the ostentatious person is also deserving of the punishment of the hellfire. Now how unwise is the person, my dear viewers on Madni Channel, who has sold the thing for free by which he could have earned millions? Likewise, how silly is the worshipper who attempts to impress people by means of worship he has been performed instead of gaining the closeness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Meaning if he worshipped, my dear viewers on Madni Channel, if he worshipped solely for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, what would he have attained? He would have attained the closeness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What did he do? He wanted to do that particular worship to show off to people, for people to say that, oh, he's a worshipper, he's an abid, he's always in sajda. Wherever you find him, he'll be the masjid. You'll always find him in the masjid. With what intention is he doing this? But if that same person changed his intention slightly, that I will do this act solely for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, indeed he will start to get close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, there is some cause of every disease. If the cause is removed, the disease is also cured. In the same way, there are basically three causes of ostentation. If these three causes are removed, it will be easy to avoid ostentation. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's learn what these causes are. Number one, the desire for fame. The first cause that it will help you remove ostentation is desire for fame. Number two, fear of condemnation. Number three, greed of wealth. Now, my dear viewers of Madhi channel, you might ask, what is desire for faith? If I work my normal job, is that me desiring money? Is that me desiring fame? It's mentioned, to have a desire for fame and respect is a cause of ostentation. Condemning it, Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Aliyah stated, fame is aimed at impressing people and desire for it is the root of all evils. In order to suppress the desire, we should ponder over the harms of ostentation stated in the blessed ahadith. So let's listen to some ahadith, my dear viewers of Madni channel. Number one, avoid mingling, i.e. mixing, obedience to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with love for being praised by his bondmen in case your deeds get ruined. Number two, this is mentioned in Ihya'ul Ulum. Love for wealth and status increases hypocrisy in the heart of a Muslim as water grows grass. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Third one is mentioned in Sunnah Tirmidhi. Two hungry wolves do not cause as much destructiveness to a herd of goats as much destructiveness is caused by love for wealth and fame to the religion of the Muslim. Allahu Akbar. And the last one, my dear viewers of Madni channel, to like being praised makes a person blind and deaf. Now, what does this mean, my dear viewers of Madni channel? That to like being praised makes a person blind and deaf. For example, all you like is being praised, people praising you, people praising you. Then once a true person comes, a true friend comes across, and he says, you know, this is what you're doing is wrong. You're desiring too much fame. You become blind and deaf. You don't want to hear what he's saying. Oh, no, you go, why are you hating? You're a hater. Don't stop hating. I'm famous. Look at the fame I have. You're just hating that you don't have this, not that many people know you. This is what this means. That you become blind and deaf. And any piece of advice, this will not affect you. Why? Because you become blind and deaf. And I remember one thing, my dear viewers of Madni channel, you know, the ones that like praise, and is mentioned to like one's false praise is haram. And the second thing, my dear viewers of Madni channel, that we have learned in regards to the diseases, that if the causes are removed, the first one was the desire for fame. Second cause is the fear of condemnation. So what does this mean, my dear viewers of Madni channel? That remove fear of condemnation, i.e. condemnation is the fear of being criticized. For example, if you do a certain task and you have this fear that, what are people going to say? If I do this task, what are people going to say? How are they going to judge me? If I wear the sunnah clothing, if I wear the imamah sharif, if I wear the chadr, if I grow the beard, what are people going to say? What are people going to say? No. It says remove this fear from the person's heart. Keep in mind that condemnation from anyone would neither cause early death to a person, no will it decrease my sustenance. That's what is mentioned. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is pleased with me, then condemnation and annoyance of people will cause no harm to the person. So remember one thing, my dear viewers of Madni channel. For example, you wear clothing according to the sunnah. What people say to you or not say to you is not gonna say anything or change anything. Meaning you're not gonna die and neither is your life gonna increase. So just ignore them. And remove this fear that, how am I going to look in public? I'm going to put surma on. I'm going to make sure I look good. Remove this fear of people criticizing you. Remove this, that do not care what they say. If you are doing this solely for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then take this out of your heart of being criticized, this fear. And this is the second thing that can remove ostentation, my dear viewers of Madni channel. Third thing is greed for wealth. And it's mentioned that in order to get rid of wealth, the greed, keep it in mind that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has the power over the hearts of the people as regards to giving and not giving money to others. The people I am going to impress with ostentation are quite helpless. It is only Allah Azza wa Jalla who is the real provider of sustenance. The person having greed for wealth of others is disgraced. Even if he manages to gain some financial help from someone, he has to remain grateful for him. Meaning if someone helped him in life regarding finances, you know, he has to remain grateful for him. He can't even say anything because he knows that one day he helped him. Therefore, when it is not certain whether I will be able to gain money or not by the ostentatious deed, meaning when you ask someone for money, it's not 100% sure that that person will give you the money or not. And there's also high risk of being disgraced. For example, if you ask a person for money and a person says no and he goes no, and then he just spreads that worldwide, he spreads that around your community, your family, or he's asked me for money, you know, your colleague, or he's asked me for money. So this, you can be disgraced in that way as well. So then why should one, Madhi Views and Madhani Channel, try to gain money from people by impressing them with good deeds? I mean, they can destroy you in a few seconds. And so what should one do? He should perform worship and all other good deeds just for the pleasure of his creator Azza wa Jalla. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, try your utmost best that any act that we do, firstly myself and the viewers of Madani Channel, any act that we do, try to create sincerity inside these acts. Because the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam has stated, O people, perform deed with sincerity for Allah Azza wa Jalla, as Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accepts only those deeds performed with sincerity for Him, and do not say this deed is for Allah Azza wa Jal and for relationship. So therefore, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should do every deed that we have just for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has said in Ayah 20 of Surah Ash-Shu'ara, Part 25 of the Holy Quran, whoever desires harvest of the hereafter, we increase the harvest for him, and whoever desires the harvest of this dunya, we shall give him part of it, and he has no share in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers. Here in the commentary, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, on the different parts of this verse, taken from the book Tafsir Nurul Irfan, in regards to the bit where it says, whoever desires harvest of the hereafter, that is, the one who desires the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and does not worship ostentatiously. And where it says we increase the harvest for him, what that means is we enable him to perform good deeds, making it easy for him, and we will give him countless rewards for his deeds. And where in that verse, my dear viewers, it says whoever desires the harvest of this world, not hereafter, this world. What that means is the one who performs good deeds just to earn worldly benefit, becomes a scholar and performs Hajj for fame and self-esteem and participates in certain competitions, etc. This for just for fame, like he's a warrior and all that. This is what that means. And the part in this verse where it says that he has no share in the hereafter, this means because he had not performed deeds for gaining the reward of the hereafter. I mean, all that he did, he has no share in the hereafter. What does this mean? That he, because he did not perform deeds for gaining the reward of the hereafter. So in short, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the ostentatious person remains deprived of reward. However, the deed he performed is valid by Sharia. The farz of the salah offered with ostentation will get offered, but no reward will be given. So therefore, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what have we learned in today's episode? That there are cures that we can take to remove ostentation from our hearts. And this is invitation to virtue. We have ostentation in our hearts. We have diagnosed that, okay, we have a problem. We have a problem and we need to remove this. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he has stated that why do you ruin your deeds by ostentation? Perform deeds with sincerity and in privacy. Allah Azza wa Jalla will make people aware of your deeds. Allahu Akbar. I'm going to repeat this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Perform deeds with sincerity and in privacy. Sincerity and privacy. Allah Azza wa Jalla will therefore make people aware of your deeds. causing them to consider you pious from the bottom of their heart. This is a very tried and trusted method. Some people offer Salatul Tahajjud in privacy, but others begin to call them the performers of Salatul Tahajjud. The thing is, the nur, spiritual light of every virtuous deed, including Salatul Tahajjud, appears on the face of the worshipper. And this can be observed anytime. People call Ghaus-e-Azam, Khwaja Ajmer, Awliya of Allah. They call them this. Why? Simply because Allah Azza wa Jalla has made people call them a wali. Meaning there are certain acts, my dear viewers, in Madni Channel, that we should do with all acts. We should do with sincerity and, if possible, in privacy. Because it's mentioned that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will make people aware of your deeds, causing them to consider you pious from the bottom of their heart. Therefore, my dear viewers on Madni Channel, we have learned today that every deed that we should do it with sincerity and with in privacy if possible. So therefore, inshallah, this will remove our ostentation and will remove this desire of fame, wanting to be known, wanting to be called pious from our hearts. So we do dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, my dear viewers on Madni Channel, that He allows us to have sincerity in our ibadat, in our worship, in any act that we do, and may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala enable us to remove this ostentation from our hearts. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.
In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to worship. Invitation to worship.